one of Pakistan's best-known musicians, was killed last week in a targeted shooting. Amjad Sabri was gunned down in the southern port city of Karachi Wednesday by two assailants on a motorcycle. A faction of the Pakistani Taliban has claimed responsibility for the attack, calling Sabri a blasphemer. Oluwakemi Aladisui has this remembrance.
Amjad Sabri was famous for reciting Qawwali, a type of traditional Sufi Islamic devotion. Qawwali has been handed down generation to generation since the 13th century. Amjad Sabri's uncle and father were the original Sabri brothers who popularized Qawwali on Pakistan's state TV and introduced it to the Western world.
The Sabri brothers, led by Haji Maqbool Ahmed Sabri.
This form of melodic devotion is popular with millions of Muslims, but it is not tolerated by extremists.
Qawwali music, like much other Sufi music, is very anti-authoritarian, is very anti-ideological, and really speaks to the need to care for one another.
That's Hussein Rashid, a professor of religion at Hofstra University. He says radical extremists find the Sufi tradition threatening.
Sufism, and in this case Qawwali music, presents not only a critique of the work of the Taliban, but also presents an alternative way of seeing the world, which is not mediated through the end of a gun, but is mediated through your relationship with other human beings.
It was a performance 2 years ago that may have made Amjad Sabri a target. His Qawwali performance on a Pakistani morning television show included dance and mentions of the Prophet Muhammad and his family. Some called the performance blasphemous, which is a serious allegation and punishable by death in Pakistan. Protests broke out after the performance, yet Amjad Sabri remained a darling in the hearts of many Pakistanis. Tens of thousands turned out for his funeral.
We are a nation in mourning.
That's Alia Chukdai of Al Jazeera English. She was at the funeral in Karachi on Thursday.
Pakistanis, they're very segregated when it comes to religious rights, but everybody was there. Shia, Sunni, Hindu, it didn't matter, you know, everybody was there.
Pakistani communities in America are also mourning. Halima Shah grew up in the suburbs of Chicago, the child of Pakistani immigrants. She remembers watching Qawwali performances on VHS.
When you're looking at the art of a country, it's almost like a refuge from this reputation that the country has earned for political instability.
Amjad Sabri was 45 years old and leaves the wife and 5 children behind. For NPR News, I'm Oluwakemi Aladisui.